And up first, as is customary here on The Naked Scientists, a look at this week's breaking news stories. And first this week, over the next 40 years or so, scientists are predicting that the elderly population in developed countries is going to increase by about 350-fold, and that will place a very significant burden on healthcare. But can we help people to age better and to remain more independent into their older age? According to Emory University's Daniel Kalman, the answer is yes. And that's with the help of the right bacteria in the intestine. He's been studying a kind of worm called C. elegans, which either did or did not have gut bacteria that were producing a class of chemicals called indoles. Worms that did have the indoles didn't live longer, but they did age much better than worms that didn't have those chemicals, as did flies and even mice.
So there's been a long tradition in the worm community for studying aging. These animals live 21 or so days, so they can be studied pretty easily, more easily than humans. And we can feed them bacteria or bacteria mutants, that is bacteria that lack certain genes, and then we can understand what their responses are relatively quickly. To measure health span, we look at how well the worms move. As they get older, they move less well. And we began to work with bacteria that produce particular molecules and ask, well, could these bacteria cause older worms to move better?
So your rationale is, if we knock out a certain factor from the bacteria and the worms show accelerated aging or they're more frail, that molecule coming from those bugs might be involved in the aging process.
Correct. The molecules that we've identified don't actually affect the lifespan of the animals. They do affect the health span, that is their capacity to move, their capacity to reproduce, the capacity to do a lot of the things that we associate with health versus aging.
And what are those molecules?
The molecules are in a class of indoles. They're made by plants. They govern root growth in plants. They're made by lots of different kinds of bacteria, including probiotic bacteria, and affect the way bacteria talk to one another, and they also affect us.
So if there are bugs that make these indoles in the intestines, the animals are healthier. If the bugs don't make these indoles, the animals don't live any longer, but they are less healthy. They don't age as well. Do you know what the indoles are doing to the worms' bodies to exact that change?
We do. We're able to identify particular receptors for these indoles, and we think this molecule, which we call AHR, recognizes indoles and regulates gene expression to produce this healthy aging effect.
That's worms. What about more complicated creatures like mice or like humans? Do you think the same effect is going to happen there?
We tested that in the paper, and we did look at these effects in higher organisms, that is flies and mice, and we saw the same kinds of things. With indoles, worms move better, flies climb higher, and mice are better able to tolerate stressors. And geriatric mice, these are mice that are very, very old, also move better.
Did you try the experiment where, rather than get the bacteria to give these animals these indole molecules, you just gave them the indole molecules without any bacteria, which would prove that the indoles do appear to be doing this? It's not some other factor coming out of the bacteria that's doing it.
Yeah, so we also can provide the molecules specifically to animals, which we did in worms, flies, and mice. And these molecules by themselves are sufficient to produce these protective or health span increasing effects.
So, moral of this story, look after your gut bugs if you want to age well. That was Daniel Kalman discussing the work he's just published in the journal PNAS.